So I'm uploading a video on what I'm going to talk about, and I'm going to try to say it a little bit more clear in the audio. When you speak audio, you have video, you can use the eye gate, but with audio you have to create the image or the imagination in a person's mind. So you have to be more clear. So imagine yourself going down the road, and there's this person in front of you at the stop sign. All right. And you're able to see their head movement and their actions in that car. And then they get ready to take off, and somebody runs the other stop sign, and they slam on the brakes, and they shake their head, and they stick their arm out the window and start to yell at the person in front of them, right? So you're the third observer of that situation. So the second person, the person at the stop sign who was yelling and screaming at the person that ran the stop light, that's the second observer. So the person who ran the stop sign, imagine that's you. So you're going about your day, your business, and you run stoplights, stop signs, and you're driving crazy or whatever. And so the other person, the second person, is observing you. And the third person is observing the second person, right? Now the Bible says, judge yourself, lest you be judged. So this is not outside biblical parameters. Judge yourself, lest you be judged. How can you do that? How can you judge yourself in the midst of being yourself? Well, the only way you're going to be able to do it is know what's right and know what's truth. And the only way you're going to know what's truth is have the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit will line up with Scripture. And Scripture will tell you what's right and what's wrong. And so when you're going about your day, your will, your emotions, your intellect, your actions, your words, your thoughts, your emotions, everything about you, you're going about your day, and you're able to observe yourself if you are self-aware and you don't have the music on, the TV on, and all that. You can pay attention to your, whether you're stressed or worried or fear or doubt or whatever it is, you can observe your own self. So what does that tell you? Can the unsaved observe themselves? Can the unsaved pay attention to their... Can somebody who has no truth, they just have like some moral thing that their parents taught them, can they observe what they're doing wrong? No. They might be able to do it to a degree, but it's not based on truth. They will conclude, if they do the meditation, that it's all about love, right? Well, love, real love, is based on truth. You can't have love without truth. Truth and love are hand in hand. So you got somebody who's semi-introspective, and they conclude, well, it's all about love. Love everybody. Well, they don't have any boundaries. They don't know about boundaries. They don't know about... some people are pure evil. They don't know about goats and the sheep. They don't know about the con artist. They don't know about the scorner, because they're actually a scorner. How can the scorner see a scorner? Now, they know their own kind, but how can a scorner who's brainwashed himself to be evil, how can they even understand a person who's righteous and renewed their mind in the truth? They can't, because they just believe lies. And if a person believes lies, even though they might be able to observe as a meditation type person, they're not observing it based on truth. So then there's a third level where you take absolute truth, the mind of Christ, and you watch the second person making judgments on the first person. And you say, okay, I'm making a judgment on my behavior and why I'm doing this, but I'm basing it on Scripture. And Scripture's truth, and the second person could be wrong. The second person could be biased based on bloodline, based on culture, based on whatever. So you're the first person. You're also the second person, observing yourself, observing your emotions, observing your responses. So who's the third person? The mind of Christ. Because the mind of Christ can look at your second person and determine if you're biased or not. Now, sometimes, because we're all human, we need something outside ourselves to bump us up to the next level. Because a lot of us will look at ourselves and judge ourselves. We'll look at somebody else and judge them with the wrong motive. You're just, as a second person looking in, you're judging the person based on what you would do, but you don't know why they are the way they are, you know. You don't know their history, like growing up, if they were abused or whatever they were doing. But from the mind of Christ, love your enemy, right? Love your neighbors yourself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So you take the third person, the mind of Christ, and even though somebody's acting stupid or crazy, you can understand they just haven't developed to that point yet. They're on the path, but they just haven't stepped to the next level yet. So you can look at the second person who has biases, even though they can actually observe themselves and observe others, but they have those biases that's not based on the mind of Christ until they get the mind of Christ. And the mind of Christ lines up with Scripture 100%. Because you'll ask yourself, if you ever really do any meditation on the Bible, you'll say, well, why did Cain kill Abel? And then you'll say, well, why did God not kill Cain? Why did God not take Cain's life? You know, why did God... You have to look at it from that and you say, why? Why would God... So Adam and Eve had two sons. Cain killed Abel. God put a mark on Cain that nobody could kill him. I guess he turned him into a giant, I guess. And nobody could kill him, you know. Why would God allow Cain to live? You look at that and you look at the big picture. The big picture, that was before the law. It was early on in the creation story. There's a lot of data points there. You can conclude and you can come to a conclusion why God didn't take Cain out. Cain, if you'll do right, you'll be happy. If you do right, your countenance, why is your countenance fallen? If you do good, if you do what's right, you'll be happy. God had already saw it before he did it. God already knew before he did it, because Cain represents the flesh mind. And so that's the same question. Why do bad things happen to good people? And why does God let the bad people exist? It goes back to free will. It goes back to God created man with free will. And the free will should show you how evil you are and turn you back. You should start to see how evil you are, and that should turn you to God over time. Over the cycles of time, you should see your sin. And you can see that you can't stop sinning. Only God can allow you to live in the spirit walk. You can't do it in your own power.